So what's your most cherished object? Maybe it's a letter, a blanket, perhaps jewellery of some sort. It could be worth a lot of money, but it really doesn't have to be. Often the stories and emotions associated with an object are what makes them very important to people. It's not actually about the cost, it's about the memory. Socially isolated seniors from Dapto and nearby suburbs of Wollongong are being asked to select important artefacts from their own lives by the ARC Centre of Excellence for the History of Emotions based at the University of Sydney. Dr. Kimberly Knight is coordinating the project and joins us to explain what it's all about. Kimberly, what does it involve?
So the project that we're running in Dapto is an 8-week program of events for seniors where they'll get to learn about the history of emotions through a series of talks and lectures. They get to visit local museums, and importantly, they get the chance to talk about their own histories through their treasured possessions, meeting new people, and contributing to an exhibition that we're going to hold at the end of the project.
So why are you doing this in Dapto particularly?
Well, when we started to think about the project, what we really wanted to do was get the research that we're doing at the Centre for History Emotions out into the community and past Sydney and into more regional communities. And we also benefited from a series of discussions with Wollongong City Council, who identified Dapto as an area where the project might be particularly beneficial. And that's because there are a lot of lone older people living in Dapto. And who might benefit from such a social project.
Yeah, so what sort of objects are you expecting? What do you think people might bring along?
I think we can expect a real range of things. I think some of the obvious things are perhaps war medals, for example, or souvenirs from holidays like fridge magnets or postcards, but it really could be an array of things. And I think that's what makes the project really exciting, is we all have treasured possessions in our lives, but they can be, like you said earlier, they can be mundane to others, but actually really emotionally potent to us.
Has this changed over time? Are the things we find sentimental in 2016 different to the things these seniors might be bringing along? We kind of looked at the history of the way we value objects.
Absolutely. I think the way we interact with objects changes over time, as do the emotions that we associate with them. So I think they might have some interesting historical artifacts, things that are maybe no longer in circulation, perhaps things like coins or photographs of days gone by. So I think we can expect a really interesting range of historical items.
And why is it important to encourage seniors to share these stories? Why is that actually important for them and for us as a community to allow that process?
Well, I think seniors have such a lot to contribute to our society. They have really important information about the past. And the objects are one way that we can learn about these stories, because they have this power to carry and evoke strong emotions within people. So the objects, these treasured possessions, they kind of have the unique ability to open a gateway to the past. And I think that's what people will find really interesting. And it will be a way for people to connect with each other and learn about each other's history.
Kimberly, many thanks for your time. And that's Dr. Kimberly Joy Knight from the ARC Centre of Excellence for the History of Emotions. She's running this project in Dapto in Wollongong, and she's researching the importance of certain objects and how they relate to the lives of seniors. I wonder what objects mean a lot to you. Is there something that you keep that you don't throw out, even though, you know, some people call you a hoarder because it gives you a really amazing memory of something? 0418 226 576. Coming up in about 10 minutes, you also hear about a law proposed in New Jersey that would make texting and walking a crime. So if you're walking right now, maybe don't text me, stop. 0418 226 576, because you'll hear this story. Fining people are outraged about this walking and texting. I don't want to get you into trouble.